It's past 7 o'clock. And time now for our word of the day. Well, today, the word of the day is archetype. What it means, archetype refers to someone or something that is seen to be a perfect example. It's also a word for the original pattern or model of which all things of the same type are representations or copies. Like, for example, the college's most popular philosophy professor is the archetype of the preoccupied academic, complete with a messy desk, disheveled hair, and brilliant theories. Or the film is considered a sci-fi archetype for its pioneering use of special effects and prosthetics to depict an alien world. In her 2024 book Doppelganger, A Trip to the Mirror World, author Naomi Klein writes that the doppelganger archetype has appeared across time to explore issues of life and death, the body versus the soul, the ego versus the id. Klein doesn't mean that the same double evil twin or changeling keeps popping up throughout history, of course, but that the original concept of a doppelganger has served as a pattern or model or template for writers to use in different ways, each supplying it with their own imagined details. Archetype's origins are in two Greek words, the verb archein, meaning to begin, and the noun typos, meaning type. Since its debut in English in the mid-1500s, archetype has taken on uses specific to the ideas of Plato, John Locke, and Carl Jung. But in everyday prose, archetype is most commonly used to mean a perfect example, as in Robert Louis Stevenson's The Case or the Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's considered an archetype of doppelganger fiction. So there you have it, our word of the day, archetype.